Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hey, this is Baba Jahi here on Home Base Fitness 101. We thank you for joining in with us today. And today's show is titled Tax Tips. Hey, yeah, the year is coming to an end. And as the year comes to an end and the new year begins, for those of you that have been diligently working your home-based business, I'm going to be going over from now to 31st each day, a little short 15-minute piece, one section at a time, on some various tax tips that you can take advantage of. For those of you who have not established a home-based business yet for this calendar year, well, the good news is it's not too late. You have to December 31st, and you can establish yourself a home-based business and still be able to take advantage of some tax things that could help you towards getting a larger return. Home-based business entrepreneurs have many more potential tax deductions available to them than the average taxpayer. So that's why, you know, for those of you that haven't established one yet, you know, you need to really look at that. And, you know, we got some opportunities out there besides one that we deal with and some other ones. And so I know some of my colleagues in other home-based business industries, you know, are having people listen to this broadcast so that they can understand the importance and the value of owning a home-based business. What we want to do is today, we're going to share one aspect of Schedule C. And the Schedule C, that's what home-based business owners fill out that. And then they also fill out another form called the 8829 Business Use of Home. Before I go on any further, let me just state to you, I am a licensed tax professional. Been doing taxes for over 21 years through our agency, Movements Unlimited. Started helping people in 1990 and have been consistently doing that for the past 21 years of being able to help people get, you know, greater tax deductions and just taking advantage of the laws that the Congress has passed that allows people as home-based business owners to have some extra, I call it, extra protection under the tax under the current tax system and, you know, and able to do some things that you cannot do as just strictly as a W-2 employee. So as I said, today we're going to go over the Schedule C, not the whole Schedule C, because each time we're going to do on this show that we're doing this short 15-minute show, if we run 15 minutes, might only end up doing 10, but just covering one topic at a time. And today's topic is advertising. Advertisement. Okay, you got your home-based business, and there's lots of ways to advertise. I'm going to go over a few, and all of these are tax-deductible, and, you know, some of them I use, some of them I don't particularly use in terms of for my business, but, you know, you can use the ones that you feel comfortable with using, and you just want to keep track of your expenses. And again, when I say home-based business owners, I'm talking about anywhere from people doing network marketing to lawn care to Avon to Mary Kay to such things as companies as Vitamark, Five Links, YTB. There's a whole gamut of opportunities out there that people are participating in. And then some that are, you know, that people, like I said, lawn care service. That is a home-based business, you know, because most people keep their lawnmower in their garage, stuff like that, or they carry it around in their truck when they go to cut grass and those things. All of these are businesses, and you need to treat it like a business so that it will pay you like a business. And so at the same time as a business, you can get your profit deductions. All right, so we're going to cover the area of advertisement today. And one of the things that I'm a big proponent of is flyers. I'm always doing flyers. I post them on bus stops. I hand them out. I circulate my flyers. So every week I have a new flyer. You might say, well, you need a new flyer every week. Well, you know, it's just, there's more than one way to skin a cat. And so you want to do is make sure that you have enough variety of flyers that you attract different people's interests. And so, your flyer campaign is very important. Some businesses use another technique also for advertising. They spend money on calendars with their information on it and circulate those to people so that people put the magnetic calendar up on their refrigerator, and every time they go to their refrigerator, they see that calendar, and they remember your business, and hopefully, from that, you get some business from it. Business cards, which most people are very much familiar with, is another form of advertisement. Your business cards, and you hand your business cards out. That's pretty self-explanatory. Don't need to go into a lot of detail about business cards. Car signs. Now, this is another one that a lot of people use. Get the magnetic signs to put on their car, and, that's another advertisement expense, whatever it costs you to put it on your car. And, people, they see that magnetic sign, and they respond or they call. For those of you that got the big bucks, a sign on a transit bus. I mean, we've seen, depending on what city you live in, you've seen advertising on transit bus. Usually those are like doctors, lawyers, and other people. What they're doing is part of their advertisement budget. For those of you that have that kind of money, you can do that. Billboards. That's another big one. I remember driving down 95, and they had this thing called South of the Border. And as you get, I forget with how many miles you get to this place called South of the Border, you kept seeing these billboards. You kept seeing them and seeing them. And even though the place to me really, we ended up stopping there because curiosity, well, what's this South of the Border thing, and many of you have ever been on 95. I think South of the Border is in South Carolina. But, we ended up stopping. We might have bought one thing out of there, whatever, but it was like as we got within a certain amount of distance, every billboard kept saying, you're so many miles away from South of the Border. Pedro's at South of the Border. And so, billboards are another big advertisement. And, depending on, again, where you at, whether you get one on the interstate or in your city or, whatever, that's another great form of advertising. All of these advertisements are tax deductible. Door hangers. Now, this one, you just have to make sure that neighborhood that you go hang these on, that they don't have one of those things, that there's no solicitation or whatever, so you don't get in any trouble or whatever. But a lot of people advertise their business by hanging stuff on people's door. It come in a little plastic bag. I remember this business called Mary Maids, and they would advertise through the door hangers, and, they had a little plastic bag, and, you open it up, and they tell you about how they could come in and clean your house and da-da-da-da. But that was their form of advertisement in terms of their advertisement, but one of their forms. Booths and fairs. This is something that me and my wife, we take a lot of advantage of, is finding a booth where you can set up and give information out. We usually do what we call information booth, because when you do an information booth as opposed to a product booth, you're able usually to get the booth at a cheaper price, sometimes free. And so then we use it as a form of advertising, because we don't sell nothing at the booth, but basically give out information and then follow up. The fortune is always in the follow-up. You can advertise. But the key to it is your fortune is in your follow-up. So you want to make sure you do a very, very good job of follow-up. Now, the more expensive forms of advertisement is newspaper, radio, and television. Again, some people, they calculate into their budget how to advertise through those venues. And again, all of these are tax deductible. Some people do what we call email blitzes or email campaigns in terms of advertisement. You know, that's sort of becoming a little bit outdated simply because, I'm going to tell you about a new form here in a second, sort of becoming a little bit outdated simply because a lot of emails now go to people's spam box and they don't open them. And so you have to really be selective and targeted if you're going to do email campaign advertisement and blitz. Now, one of the new forms of advertisement is mobile marketing. This one is I'm really, really excited about and also using to help advertise our business and advertise the things that we do. Now, how mobile marketing works, you've probably already seen this. You know, if you get a bottle of Coca-Cola or Pepsi and them, they usually have a text code in there, and they tell you, type in this and text it to such and such, participate in their campaign. But that's how mobile marketing works. You get a keyword and a short code number. And, you know, to just to give you a little bit more on that, and if you want to learn more on that, hey, you can text us the word, all one word, learn more, LEARNMORE, and if you text learn more, all one word put together, to 58203, we'll be able to get back to you and share with you more information about what we do with mobile marketing. And I really love this form of advertisement because I have seen with our business the increased volume that we are receiving now because people respond to texts different than they respond to email. Even if they don't know who it is, they'll text you back and say, who is this? I rarely ever had that happen with email. Usually it goes to spam because people get so bombarded with email. Now, when email first came out, everybody was excited, going running to their computer to see who emailed. See, but technology always moves things along. Now the mobile marketing is really the means to really concentrate on advertisement. I mean, you got restaurants that use this. You got beauty salons. Let me give you a few examples of how restaurants use it. Okay, like Hooters, they have a mobile marketing campaign, and they have a mobile marketing club. This is one of the things you can also set up with your mobile marketing campaign as far as advertising. They have a thing where you could be at Hooters or not there, but say if you're there, and they'll say, well, the next five people that text such and such back, you know, drinks a half price. Or chicken wings, you get a free plate of wings. What happens, businesses have found that through mobile marketing, they've been able to increase their bottom line 70 to 80%, increase volume in business. What would that do for those of you out there who have not grasped this yet, have not bought into mobile marketing? What would it do for you if your business volume could increase by 70% through using this form of advertisement? Again, if you want to know more about that, if you want to learn more about that, then you need to text in the keyword learn more, LEARNMORE, to 58203. We'll be able to get back to you and get more information to you about how you can learn more about mobile marketing. Okay, now, basically, those are the areas that I wanted to cover in terms of advertisement. And, you know, one of the aspects on the Schedule C. And, you know, on tomorrow's show, you know, we'll cover another aspect on the Schedule C. But like I said, I just want to do them one at a time so that people can digest the information, extract what you need from it, get the best of what you need from it, and be able to, you know, help you deal with your tax situation. And so as we close out this morning's show, the first step is you're taking those personal expenses and turning them into business expenses, and strategizing ahead of time to take advantage of the deductions is really is only the first piece of the puzzle. The second piece is just as important. You need a qualified practitioner who knows the tax law and is detailed enough to prepare your return. Need help in this area? Again, you can contact us here at Movements Unlimited. We've been helping people with their taxes for the past 24 years, And you'll know if a person's a licensed tax professional because they'll have an IRS ID PIN number. With that said, hey, this has been Bobby Jahi. I want to thank you for tuning in to this segment of Tax Tips. We'll be on again tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. with a new tax tip for you. Until then, God bless you. Take care, and we wish for you blessings without number, all good things without end. As our beginning was good, as human social, our development be good if we dare struggle for the things that we want. Speak truth and walk in the way of righteousness. Till next time, God bless.